This is the story of the one. Who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back. Third and final hour of the program here on Monday, here on Veterans Day. And again, you can call in with any well wishes, any thanks, anything that you want to say to any veterans, both with us or no longer with us, at 508-996-0500. You can also send those via app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But we have a caller who's been holding on since the end of the last hour. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Yes, I'm calling about the French toast.
Yes.
You say you use vanilla extract.
Yes.
There's probably more alcohol in the vanilla extract than there is in the alcohol that you mentioned you wouldn't mind putting in there.
But true, it yeah.
It truly doesn't matter because the alcohol burns off when it's cooked.
Right.
So you could try it and if you like it, you could let the kids try it. You don't have to worry about the alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I cook with alcohol, you know, quite a bit. Like, I make, I have, like, a buffalo wing recipe I make that has Jameson and Jack Daniels in it. And, you know, as long as I cook it, cook the sauce enough, the alcohol burns off. One time I didn't. Yeah. One time I poured it over the chicken wings afterwards and everybody got drunk. I mean, but...
Did they really catch a buzz off of it?
I can't be sure because we were at a party, so it might have been some other things too. But I was like, maybe next time I won't do that.
Yeah, make sure you cook it if the kids are going to be eating it.
Yeah, for these, thankfully, the kids didn't dive into them because they were too hot and spicy. But I kind of gave them like a little spritz of that.
All right, I just wanted to let you know. I figured you knew, but. Yeah, when I used to go out fishing, and if I went cook, I would. I wanted a vanilla extract. I had to hide it because they would drink it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I could imagine it probably tastes pretty good if you're drinking it straight up.
Well, they used to drink anything like that they could find when they got to that point. You know what I'm saying?
I can believe it. Yeah,
because the captain kept the beer for the way home, usually up in the wheelhouse. So you weren't getting a beer.
So everybody's breath smelled like vanilla. You were like, you were getting into my extract again, weren't you?
Well, when you went to go get it and it was empty, you knew. All gone.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great day.
You as well.
And yeah, I mean, I've tried a whole bunch of weird things over the years cooking. Because that's the thing. Like when you cook every day, especially like working in a diner where you're making the same things every day, like we didn't really get creative too often. I mean, we did because we had to come up with creative ways to use leftovers. But like, I couldn't say to my boss, oh, I want to start doing this and start making this. And he'd say, well, how much is that going to cost? Well, we got to order this, this, and this. Yeah, forget it. Like you could experiment with what we already had, but you weren't getting anything special. And so we, you know, one thing that we never did for a long time was we never did buffalo wings. And one day I said to one of my coworkers, like, you know what? I really want to try to make some buffalo wings. I've never made them before. I don't know how to make it. And he said, I know how to make it. I'll teach you how. And then you just perfect how you want to make your sauce. So he showed me how to, you know, how to make it, mix the hot sauce with the butter so it'll stick to the chicken. And like we were talking about like different techniques and everything. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to go see if there's something that I can add into this to kind of make it my own. And I went next door to the liquor store and got a little like shot of Jack Daniels. So I wonder how that'll be in there. And I made it and I put that in there and we're like, oh, this is so good. Like it added like a sweetness to the buffalo, but that also had like a bit of a kick to it. And so then another time I was making it at home and I was like, well, I got to add some of the Jack Daniels. And I was like, where's my Jack Daniels? And the only bottle I had left of anything was some Hennessy from when people had come over for a football game and somebody brought it. And I was like, well, let's see what happens if we put that in. And obviously, you know, being a cognac, that was a little bit sweeter. So I was like, well, that's good too. So the next time I made it, I put a little Hennessy and a little Jack Daniels in it, and it was just phenomenal. My sister, when she got married, she said to me, I don't want you to bring me a wedding gift. I just want you to make a batch of your chicken wings for my wedding, because they did like a barbecue style wedding. She's like, I want you to bring a batch of those JD wings. I was like, all right, how many people are coming to your wedding? It was like 100 people. So that was a pretty pricey batch of chicken wings to make. And I had to basically dump a whole bottle of Hennessy, a whole bottle of Jack Daniels in there. But we got it done. And then I made them again for a backyard barbecue. And I did kind of like a little spritz of the, I made it like a Hennessy Jack Daniels mixture and just kind of spritzed it over the chicken wings after we, after I opened up the foil. And that was a mistake. Cause I think that hit some people a little bit too hard. But I was just trying to get that flavor on it, you know, because I figured taking it from my house to their house and keeping it covered up in foil, I was like, it's probably, you know, lost some of the flavor. So I just gave it a little spritz to give it more flavor, and I think it backfired. And that was the last time I made them. Despite repeated requests from the family, when are you going to make those wings again? I don't know. Maybe next time. Because when it turns out that one batch cost me $80. But yeah, I've cooked with a lot of different weird things in my life. And a lot of it out of necessity. A lot of it out of what did I have? Or just I'm tired of eating this way. So I've got to come up with a different way to make it. And, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, some of that stuff ends up sticking around. I've told this story before, but I was tasked when I worked at the diner with making up a new menu. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to try to, and because the boss was like, you're supposedly a creative guy. I want you to make a menu that stands out as like things that only we have. Or like things that, you know, are branded for us. Okay, fine. So one of the things that I did is I came up with an omelet menu where I named all the omelets after the different parts of Wareham. East Wareham, West Wareham, Onset, South Wareham, Cremeset. So I came up with all these different, and they were kind of like little in-jokes why I called them the different things that I did. Like the Cremeset omelet was sausage and cheese because my buddy lived in Cremeset and that's what he ate. But I came up with one for the Tyhonet section of town where all the cranberry bugs are that was cranberry sauce and cheese. I was like, nobody's ever going to get this. It's just on the menu to have something from Tyhonet. Nobody's ever going to order it. It sounds gross. Who's going to eat that? And it turned out to become one of our most popular things. When they used to do that thing on Channel 25 with VB, Diner Wednesday. He came down and he's like, well, give me some of the things that are like uniquely Mill Pond Diner. So we made him the Tyhonet omelet and he thought it was fantastic. And I've had a few of them over in my, you know, jellied cranberry sauce, American cheese. Some people like to do a sharp cheddar instead. But in an omelet, it actually is better than you think it would be. And then we had the Mighty Viking, which was everything. So he had one of those too. VB was a big dude. This was even after his weight loss, but he was still a pretty big dude. He could put it away. But that just comes up from, you know, making up things and just trying it. And I like those kind of recipes, you know, where it's like, I was just messing around in the kitchen. And this is what I came up with. Got a Snapchat message from Jeff in Fall River. He was speaking about the wildfires before. He says, I was in Port Chester, New York this weekend. The smoke in the air was terrible. At dusk when the sun went down, you can see the thick haze of smoke. And we were actually getting some of the Salem wildfire a couple weeks ago. We were getting some of the smoke from that down here. I remember the news, the weather reports warning us of. I didn't notice it when I went outside. I'm not super susceptible to it, but I'll notice when it's in the air. Like when those Canadian wildfires were happening and it was coming down here, I could feel that in the air. I could kind of sense that, but I didn't really feel anything from the Salem ones. But also, you know, this is a time of year when a lot of people are getting the effects of the change in the weather. They're probably getting sick, so that, you know, they might be feeling, they might have watery eyes and sore throat and think that it's coming from the fires, but it's just coming from the weather itself. This is the time of year when I never know, like, what to wear. Like, I wore a long sleeve shirt today, and I was like, oh, I wish I wore short sleeves. And then this morning, I left the house. I was going to put on a leather jacket, but I was like, that'll be too warm later. So I took a denim jacket, but then it's raining, and I'm like, well, I wish I wore the leather so it wouldn't be getting wet. I need somebody to dress me. I thought I was doing better. I definitely have a better wardrobe than I have in the past, but when it comes time to actually doing it, you know, like putting it all together, I can fail miserably sometimes. 508-996-0500. Again, we have the app chat, the open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There was an interesting story that I saw from CNN from Illinois. There was a woman who is now $1 million richer after winning on a lottery ticket she forgot about. So she went shopping at the supermarket and made the last minute decision to grab a lottery ticket for their Lucky Day Lotto, which is a daily drawing game in Illinois. And this was on October 20th. So not only did she, you know, not really plan on buying a ticket, kind of bought it on a whim, but then she forgot that she bought it. She just kind of bought it because she was grabbing some stuff. She was going to visit her aunt, and she stopped to get a few groceries and was like, oh, let me get a ticket. And then she didn't pay attention to when the announcement came. And she said, a couple days after the drawing, I saw the ticket in my purse and I opened the lottery app to scan my ticket and check if it was a winner. I immediately saw $1 million on the screen and I was in total shock. So I scanned the ticket one more time to double check. And when it showed $1 million again, I instantly started crying. And she said that she's going to utilize this money to afford annual trips to her favorite place in the whole world, Ireland. I'm just going to suggest maybe you buy a house in Ireland. They're not that expensive. I've looked into it in the past. It's relatively cheap. So I think we've all done that, right? We've all bought a lottery ticket before that we've kind of forgot that we had. Most of us are losers and we go and check it out later and yep, it's a loser. Well, I don't mean we're losers. I mean we lost at the lottery. I had one time I had a ticket, a scratch ticket that I bought on a whim. Again, one of those things, like I very rarely buy them. It was, I bought something for, I think I bought like some milk or something, got a dollar in change back and said, eh, you know what? Give me a dollar ticket with that dollar. And I got back into the car, started the car. So the key was already in the ignition and looking for a coin. Couldn't find a coin. Keys are in the ignition. So I'm not, I think it was cold out. So I didn't want to turn the car off and use the key. And my fingernails are never good for scratching scratch tickets. I keep them too short. So I was like, all right, I'll scratch it when I get home. I'll either use the key when I get home or I'll find a quarter or something. And I forgot that I had the ticket. I put it in my visor. And then I was at a point where I was really hard on, really hard up for some cash, very, very low on funds. I just paid a bunch of bills. Put down my visor, the scratch ticket came down. I was like, oh, I never scratched this. And I got $50 out of it. So sometimes it's there when you need it. I mean, I have a friend who buys scratch tickets all the time and always posts, you know, all the money that she wins. I'm like, yeah, but how much do you spend? Especially where she just gets them from the same store every day. Like, how much are you spending there on scratch? You're probably their best customer. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments.
In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
And welcome back in. That is Paul Hardcastle's 19 from 1985. And the song has a very strong anti-war message about the Vietnam War and the effect it had on the soldiers that served. But also, it was one of the early like hit songs on the Billboard charts that involved sampling. And also had, you know, that stuttered process speech that like would later become popular with Max Headroom. And so you got that kind of that effect out of that song. And I'll always remember that song because of that show, Putting on the Hits, which was a show where people would lip sync to popular songs and put on these performances. And there was a guy that came out and was like, you know, did the robot. And he was basically like a robot version of a soldier saying all the lines from that song. And it was pretty impressive that he'd memorized all of it. Anyway, so today is, of course, Veterans Day. And if you want to call in and thank a veteran, you can do so, 508-996-0500 or whatever else is on your mind. But the New Bedford Parade will step off at 11 a.m. from Buttonwood Park at the intersection of Rockdale Avenue and Union Street. It'll proceed to the reviewing stand down by the library for a ceremony there. That's the New Bedford Parade in Dartmouth at 11 a.m., they'll have the ceremony at the Dartmouth Veterans Memorial Grove on Dartmouth Street. In Fairhaven, the Veterans Day Parade will kick off at 10 a.m. Benoit Square south to Fairhaven High School. And then they'll have a ceremony at the high school, including the raising of the big flag in front of the high school. Fall River will have its ceremony at noon at the War Veterans Monument in Upper Kennedy Park. And then the parade will step off at 1 p.m. from Kennedy Park. Marion having its ceremony at the Old Landing Veterans Park on Front Street at 11 a.m. Mattapoisett at 11 a.m. having their event at the Old Hammondtown School. Middleborough ceremony today at 10 a.m. and parade. The parade will take place downtown and end at the town hall. And then the ceremony will take place at 11 a.m. in the Grand Ballroom of the town hall, which is a great, great venue. Swansea has a ceremony at 10 a.m. at the Swansea Veterans Memorial Green on Gardner's Neck Road. Somerset has a breakfast going on now. Well, actually starts at 9, but 9 to 10:30 at the Congregational Christian Church of Somerset, followed by a ceremony outside the public library at 11. Westport at 10 a.m. will have a ceremony in the veterans section of Beech Grove Cemetery at the Veterans Monument there. And Wareham will have its annual parade stepping off from Bessie Park across from Toby Hospital at 10 a.m. So multiple chances for you to get out and show your appreciation and support for veterans. And also, you know, you can maybe even get out to more than one event. As I mentioned, you know, most of these are happening at 10, 11. And then Fall Rivers Parade starts at 1. So you can theoretically probably do both if you were so inclined. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. That Barbie story I thought was pretty strange. If you missed that during the ABC News, this is kind of a weird story. So Mattel put out dolls for the new movie Wicked, which is the movie adaptation of the musical. And it stars Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande. This is like the long-awaited movie version of a musical that has become beloved over the years. And naturally, you're going to have a big marketing tie-in for it. You're going to have a big merchandising tie-in for it. And so Mattel put out dolls of the characters in the movie and listed the website for the movie on the packaging. However, they got it wrong. They listed wicked.com on the back of the doll, and that is not the website for the movie. That is the website for an adult film company. So they, I don't know why they screw that up. You would think somebody double checked before they put it on the box. You would think that somebody went to the website. Did somebody do this as a joke? Did somebody get fired and say, well, I'm going to show you guys? Because that's a pretty big mistake. That's a pretty big mistake to make. It'd be one thing if it was just the wrong website. It's another thing when you're directing people to an adult website for something that children are going to buy. And I can tell you, I know somebody who went to buy a website of their name, a domain name of their name, you know, theirname.com. And I won't say who it is because I don't want to encourage you to go to the porn site of the same name. But basically went to get this website. Okay, fine. It was Stephanie Burke. She went to go get a website for, you know, her mediumship business and all the other things that she does. And so she went to get StephanieBurke.com. And it was already taken, which, you know, that happens. I lost out on TimWeisberg.com to the guy that plays the flute. You know, sometimes you can get beaten out to these websites. Except the person who owned StephanieBurke.com was an adult entertainer. So she ended up getting StephBurke.com. But people still go to StephanieBurke.com thinking that that's her website. And they're like, I think somebody hacked your website. No, no, nobody hacked it. That's just the wrong site. And I feel very bad for her. But I also feel bad for the adult entertainer, because people probably go to that person's site and was like, can I book a reading? And they're like, what? What are you talking about? Can you teach me Reiki? Like, no. Did you not see the things that I do on my website? So yeah, that's And there's been many, many times when people have, you know, booked her for different events or anything like that, and they've gone to put her website and they've put the wrong one. But that's a little bit different than, you know, the packaging on a Mattel doll. Which, again, you would think there would be safeguards in place. Somebody would double check that first. Hold on, wait a minute. Before that rolls off the assembly line, let's check that website. Because, you know, the kid gets the doll and is like, oh, I wonder what other dolls they have. Oh, let me go to wicked.com and check and see. Wait, what is this? I wonder how much, though, that has been a thorn in the side of... And also, wait a minute, hold on. Because Wicked, the stage production, has been around for a long time. Shouldn't the folks who own the licensing for that have made Mattel aware? Hey, just so you know, be careful, because we've been dealing with this for years. There's a website, wicked.com, that has nothing to do with us. And it's not anything you want to promote to kids. But they apparently didn't warn them. So any kid that's opening up that doll and saying, well, let me see what else they have in the line. Wait a minute. That's not Wicked. Well, it's Wicked, all right. Just not from the movie. So I think that that's going to be, you know, an ongoing thing until they get all those packages removed and get those boxes changed. They're going to, mom, dad, if you bought your kid a Wicked doll, maybe just take a black magic marker and just cross out that website before you give the kid the doll. Because think about how many of those dolls are already purchased and wrapped up for Christmas. And people are going to forget about that. And then on Christmas Day, they're going to have to deal with that. I hope that, hope it doesn't go that way for you, but you've been warned. Unlike Mattel, you've been warned. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Sing about you, know it feels good to be alive. I'm alive and I waited, waited. I'm alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now. There is no other place I want to be. Right here,
and welcome back in. Right now, right here, right now, we are watching as the sky is starting to clear. The rain has stopped. The looks like the sun is starting to peek out over the building, but I see the clouds moving along on the other side of the building. So it looks like things are starting to clear up, and you should have good weather by the time the parades and everything start around 10 a.m., 11 a.m., depending on where you're headed. But it seems like most places are 10 a.m., and you'll get the chance to be outside, take part in these parades, show your appreciation, and it's warm. So it's, you know, not only is it not raining, but it's still, you know, around 60 degrees. So not a bad day overall for paying tribute to our veterans. And it'll also be a nice day on Saturday when we will be collecting canned goods and other food associated with Thanksgiving for our Hunger Heroes food drop. It is the 32nd year that we'll be collecting food to benefit the United Way of Greater New Bedford's Hunger Heroes Project. So again, join us at Aldi in Dartmouth this Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to noon. And you can see a list of all the items to donate at WBSM.com. But we're talking about, you know, the side dishes, you know, cranberry sauce, box stuffing, instant mashed potatoes, things like that. So they're going to make 1,000 baskets to benefit 1,000 local families. And then they give them a voucher to get a turkey, to get a ham, to get whatever it is they're going to have for their meat. But, you know, this is all the side dishes that will accompany that. And that's what we're looking for. And you can, if you don't have it already at home, or if you don't get a chance to go shopping for it before Saturday, you can walk right into Aldi. They're going to have a display set up right next to the register where you can grab all these items, bring them out, and donate them to us. Or if you already do have them in the car, you just pull up to us and say, hey, they're in the back. They're in the trunk, whatever. We'll take them right out for you. You don't even have to get out of the car, which some years it's raining, it's windy. You know, that's beneficial, obviously. You know, this year it's going to be a little bit nicer, so maybe you want to get out. Come over and chat with us for a bit. But we'll be there from 10 a.m. to noon this Saturday at the Aldi in Dartmouth. You won't be able to miss us. We'll have our Fun 107 and WBSM vans and tents and everything over there for you. And it's all made possible by our friends at Ishwartz Appliance, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Carefree Homes, and Aaron Pools and Spas. So come on by and make a donation and help these needy families with their Thanksgiving meals. And, you know, we'll have those stories. Those stories will be coming out about what the cost of a Thanksgiving meal is this year compared with other years. And I'm sure it's gone up from this year, from last year to this year. But think about all those families that just forego having a meal at all. They say, well, you know, we can't afford to go out and get all of that. We'll just have macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to avoid people getting into that situation and making it so that they can still have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, even if they can't afford to go out and get all of the things that involves. So you can do your part to help out with that. I saw a story that I think, you know, if you remember earlier this year, we were giving away tickets to the Willie Nelson Outlaw Music Festival. And then Willie Nelson had to pull out of that because of health issues. 91 years old. So he did return to the stage after that initial thing. But he's also canceled a few other performances here and there. Because at 91, you know, he's not always able to get out there and perform. But he says he's not worried about it. He gave a recent interview to the Associated Press and says, I don't feel bad. I don't hurt anywhere. I don't have any reason to worry about dying, but I don't know anybody who's lived forever. I take pretty good care of myself, and I feel like I'm in pretty good shape physically. Mentally, that's another story. That's his quote, not mine. But he just released an album called Last Leaf on the Tree. How many albums do you think, Chris McCarthy, how many albums do you think Willie Nelson has released over the years? What number do you think this one is?
36.
So Chris's guess is 36. This is his 153rd album.
Wow. And
he says, I hope there's a few more. And while he doesn't have any tour dates on the schedule right now, his official website tells fans to, quote, check back often. Willie is always on the road again. So there you go. 153 albums and still planning for more. And, I mean, all right, 153 albums. I'm going to guess a lot of those are, you know, compilations or reissues or things like that. But he's also, he's had a lot of live albums. But you've also got to think, too, like, he's a guy who has been a very prolific songwriter in addition to all of the stuff that he performs himself. So he has written some great songs, like think of Patsy Cline's big hit, Crazy. He wrote that song. So he's written a lot of stuff, too, especially in the early days. Before he was recording his own stuff, because there was a time when people in the music industry thought, this guy's voice just isn't it. People won't want to hear this guy sing. And how wrong they were. I'm not a country music fan at all, but I've always loved Willie Nelson's voice. My grandmother would listen to Willie Nelson, and I was like, I don't like country, but I like this. Because he just has that voice that makes you feel the emotion. And whether it's, you know, You Were Always on My Mind and it's a, you know, a sad song, or whether it's, you know, just something a little bit more upbeat. You Got the Money, Honey, I've Got the Time. That's one of my favorite Willie Nelson songs. So, you know, you get that whole gamut of his career with, I guess, 153 albums, no surprise. But a national treasure, no doubt. Assuming he paid back all of that money, he owed the IRS. It does remind me of a joke, though. What's the difference between a pair of Levi's and Willie Nelson's beard?
I don't know. What is?
A pair of Levi's only has one fly in it. I don't know where I got. I think I got that joke from Mad Magazine. So 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, we have a few moments remaining before we'll give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. And then, of course, we'll have Barry, we'll have Howie. It's a regular day of programming here, even though it's a holiday. So we'll have the regular lineup for you. And, of course, plenty of interaction, plenty of time for you to call in. As I said, you know, if you want to call in and thank a veteran, and I know I get it, You know, Veterans Day is supposed to be honoring the veterans that are still with us. Memorial Day is honoring the veterans who are no longer with us or who made the ultimate sacrifice. But to me, if you want to call in and remember somebody, living or dead, it doesn't matter. You know, that's this day is about honoring the veterans and what they gave. So feel free to call in or send in an app chat message if you want to do that in the final few moments that we have. But let me take my final break, and we'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back in. So yesterday I had to do some laundry and some stuff that I couldn't wait for Dash to come in and pick it up. And so, you know, I've been trying to let them do my laundry to take that off my plate, but I ran out of underwear and socks. And, you know, because I had been putting that stuff in the basket, I've been getting them to do all the shirts and the jeans and pants and everything that I had just kind of kicking around from when I decided to not do laundry. And so they were taking care of all that for me. And so I realized, oh man, ran out of underwear, ran out of t-shirts, ran out of socks. So I said, well, I'm just going to go wash those real fast. And when I walked in, Jason, the owner, was there. He's working his butt off on a Sunday, helping out everybody there. And he said to me, he goes, well, why didn't you just use our Dash and Go where we would actually have it done same day for you? And I was like, oh, I didn't know about that. But now that I do, I can just drop it off in the future and get that back in time for when I get dressed the next day. But what also impressed me was because I was just going to do the laundry myself on the machines, you actually get bonus back on all the machines with a deposit of $10 or more. So I put $20 in the machine to put onto my Speed Queen account to get that work done, to get the laundry done. And I got $5 back. So I didn't even have to pay for the dryer. When it came time to dry my clothes, I just used those bonus bucks to run the dryer. So I got my clothes washed and dried for just what it would cost to wash. That's the amazing part about Dash Laundromat. Check it out for yourself, and you can get your...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.